Chapter 6. The First Lady. Barack Obama won the race to be President of the United States in November 2008. In January 2009, the Obama family came to live in Washington, D.C. Their new home was the White House. This is a very famous and important building because it is the president's office as well as his home. The address of the White House is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and its story is very interesting. African slaves built many parts of the White House. They started work on the building in 1792, but it took 8 years to finish it. There were problems with rainwater going into the stones of the building. The workmen were afraid that the stones were going to break, so they painted them with a special white paint. This stopped the rainwater. This white paint gives the building its famous name. The 26th American president, Theodore Roosevelt, first called it the White House in 1901. The second U.S. president, John Adams, started living in the White House with his family in 1800. But they were not happy because it was not a comfortable place to live. The rooms were very large and cold, and people had to walk for more than a mile to get water. But when the Obama family moved into the White House, it was a warm and comfortable building. The White House has offices, rooms for the family, and a library. But these rooms are not open to ordinary people. If you visit the White House, you can see the East Room, the Blue Room, the Green Room, the Red Room, and the Dining Room. In 1972, Pat Nixon, wife of the 37th U.S. President Richard Nixon, first opened the White House gardens to people. You can buy tickets twice a year in spring and autumn to walk around the gardens and admire their many beautiful plants. When Barack Obama became president, Michelle became the First Lady of the United States, FLOTUS, the title of the wife of the president. The First Lady does not have one special job, but she has a lot of power. The public are usually very interested in the First Lady and what she says and does, and her clothes. There have been some very famous First Ladies, like Jacqueline Kennedy, wife of President John F. Kennedy. While she was helping Barack in his campaign, Michelle learned many things about politics and government. But she wanted the American people to see her as a wife and mother too. People liked the Obamas because they did the same things as ordinary families. Michelle was the First Lady, but she also had two daughters. She enjoyed working in the garden and playing with her children and their two dogs, Sonny and Beau. Michelle was rich and famous, and many people admired her. But these were not the most important things in life for her. As First Lady, she helped her husband with his ideas and campaigns. She was happy to do this, but she also wanted to use her power to fight for other things. The public services were still very important for her, and she wanted to continue working for them. Some poor people did not have anywhere to live, and she helped to find homes for them. There were soup kitchens near the White House. These kitchens gave free soup to hungry people with no money to buy food. Michelle visited the kitchens and helped to give people lunch. She asked the ordinary American people to give food too, or just come and help. At the same time, she tried to learn more about the US government and houses and education in America. Michelle was also worried because many American children were becoming obese. They ate the wrong foods, and they did not do enough sports like running, swimming, or riding a bicycle. Michelle wanted to help children look after their bodies better. So, in 2010, she started the Let's Move campaign. This campaign helped children to eat healthy foods and do more sports. Michelle had an excellent idea for the campaign. She asked Beyoncé, the famous African-American singer and songwriter, to be part of Let's Move too. Many children liked Beyoncé and wanted to be like her, so they became very interested in the campaign. Beyoncé sang a song called Move Your Body, and she made a video to go with it. In the video, Beyoncé wears bright clothes and dances with children in a normal school dining room at lunchtime. The children have lots of fun dancing with Beyoncé and running and jumping in the dining room. Michelle was very happy with the video. Many children across the USA watched it and wanted to dance like Beyoncé too. Michelle hopes that in 2030, there will be fewer obese children in the USA. While she was First Lady, she also started a White House kitchen garden and grew fresh fruit and vegetables for her family and people visiting the White House. In 2011, Michelle started another campaign called Joining Forces. She did this together with Jill Biden, the wife of Joe Biden, Barack Obama's vice president. Jill was the second lady of the United States. Like Michelle, Jill was very interested in helping people through education. She taught English and reading in high schools for 13 years. After that, she taught in different colleges. Michelle and Jill started the Joining Forces campaign to help veterans, people who worked in the military when they were younger. Many veterans had problems when they left the military because they could not find ordinary jobs easily. Things were difficult for them in other ways too, because many of them saw terrible things when they were in the military. Life for these men and women was very different from the lives of other people. When Michelle heard about these people's problems, she often cried because some of their stories were very sad. So Michelle and Jill wanted to help veterans find good jobs and give them the opportunity for a better life. Michelle also wanted the American people to learn more about life in the military so they could understand and help the veterans more. Some people in the United States were still against Michelle because they were not happy with her work. They thought she was wrong to start campaigns to help obese children and veterans. They wanted her to do more things to help women. Michelle wanted to help women and as many different groups of people as she could. She could never make everybody happy. She just wanted to do her best. Michelle enjoys speaking to lots of different people. She has traveled all over the world and met many world leaders. For example, Queen Elizabeth II in London, the Pope, the King of Saudi Arabia, and Nelson Mandela. When she visits a new place, she often speaks to the people there. She has spoken at universities and political and sports meetings. She is never afraid to speak. Michelle helped many veterans. When Barack Obama was president, he spoke to the American people every week on the radio. Most presidents before him did the same thing. But one day, in 2014, just before Mother's Day, Americans had a big surprise. It was not Barack speaking to them. It was Michelle. Michelle met Queen Elizabeth of England.